This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, September 26th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On September 16th, a group of ISIS-affiliated Muslim militants stormed a Catholic mission compound in the city of Chipin in Mozambique, Africa, reports International Christian Concern. The gunmen set fire to the church, the hospital, and the schools there. While most of the nuns and other inhabitants were able to flee, one woman, an Italian nun named Maria De Coppi, was fatally shot in the head as she ran toward a dormitory where it is believed that students were hiding. She was 83 years old and spent 59 years serving the people of Mozambique, a country in Southeast Africa. Mozambique is the 41st most dangerous country in the world for Christians, according to Open Doors. Last Thursday, a Texas mother, Ann Georgulis, who intends to quote-unquote transition her 8-year-old son James into a girl named Luna, won in court, reports the Save James Facebook page. The Facebook page reported that, quote, the judge has ruled against Jeff Younger, the father, as expected. James and Jude, his twin brother, are lost. A small hearing over Zoom was all Judge Mary Brown of the 301st District Court in Dallas needed to remove a father from his children's lives, a hearing that the public was not given access to, which goes against Texas law. Jeff Younger, the father, has almost no access to any information about the boys. It's almost as if he's not their father at all, end quote. In a September 13th post, Save James reported that, quote, Ann Georgulis, the mother, stated she wanted to take Jeff Younger's boys to California, where child sterilization is legal, end quote. In August 2021, Judge Brown had granted full custody of 8-year-old James Younger to his mother. Not surprisingly, Georgulis' announced retirement date, September 30th, coincides with the likely date of California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom's signature of the Transgender State of Refuge Bill into law, allowing her to chemically castrate her 8-year-old son, James. John 3, verse 20 says, for everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. On August 29th, the California legislature passed the radical so-called Trans State of Refuge Bill, or Senate Bill 107, which has alarmed parents nationwide. It's now sitting on the desk of California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who is likely to sign it by September 30th. Introduced by Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, a self-professed homosexual, this bill aims to make the state of California a refuge for transgender surgeries for children from across America, reports the Washington Stand. According to Wiener's press release, quote, if these parents and their kids come to California, the legislation will help protect them from having their kids taken away from them, or from being criminally prosecuted for supporting their trans kids' access to health care, end quote. The bill would allow minors to obtain procedures such as puberty blockers, hormones, and gender transition surgeries, which several states are restricting or banning altogether. Parenthetically, Senator Wiener wants to make drag queen shows mandatory for school kids, and previously introduced a bill to let judges exempt some homosexual pedophiles from the sex offender registry. In a September 20th letter, signed by 50 conservative groups, including Alliance Defending Freedom and Family Research Council, they urged Governor Newsom to veto Senate Bill 107. They wrote, quote, we are writing to respectfully request that you veto SB 107, a dangerous piece of legislation which ignores the established authority of the other 49 states and also violates the fundamental rights of parents while increasing the risks of irreversible harm to America's children, end quote. Last Thursday, Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom announced his state's launch of 7 pro-abortion billboards that invoke the Bible, reports the Daily Caller. The billboards advertise the recently launched website, abortion.ca.gov, which provides information to help mothers in pro-life states kill their babies in California. The billboards are going up in Texas, Indiana, Ohio, Mississippi, South Dakota, South Carolina, and Oklahoma. Shockingly, the billboards in Mississippi and Oklahoma invoked passages from the Bible to promote their abortion site. The billboards quoted Mark 12, verse 31, "Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these." By the way, the other commandment to which "these" refers is, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." And the worldview would add, "If you love the Lord your God, you will hate what he hates." In Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19, Solomon writes that the Lord hates seven things that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Governor Newsom is guilty as sin of all seven. And finally, how about some good news? A Florida Chick-fil-A employee came to the rescue when a woman with a baby had her car keys stolen in the restaurant parking lot. He took down the thief, helping foil the attempted carjacking, and has since been recognized for his bravery with the Community Service Citizens Award, reports the Epoch Times. On September 14th, Michael Gordon was working his afternoon shift in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, when he heard screaming in the parking lot. Running to investigate, he found a woman with a baby in her arms. The woman was lifting her baby out of her car when she was approached by a man holding a stick who demanded her keys. The man, 43-year-old William Branch, snatched the keys from the woman's waistband and got inside the vehicle. When Gordon arrived at the scene, he pulled Branch from the vehicle and wrestled him to the ground, sustaining a punch to the face. After a witness captured the takedown on video, it went viral on Twitter, where it has been viewed 8.5 million times. Thankfully, he was able to keep Branch subdued until police arrived on the scene. In the awards ceremony, these were the words from the sheriff.
"Due to Michael's courageous actions and unhesitating response, no innocent patrons were injured during this incident. For his heroic actions, Thomas Michael Gordon is being presented with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office Community Service Award."
Congratulations. Thank you so very much.
And that's the world view on this Monday, September 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.